Pittsburgh Banjo Club. Stop by the Pittsburgh Banjo Club, you dudes and dudettes, because regular rehearsal is every Wednesday at 8 p.m. and enjoy their wonderful music. Food and refreshments are available. Founded in 1988, the Pittsburgh Banjo Club is an all-volunteer band and organization that uses banjos, trumpets, tubas, and bass to perform popular music from the 20s and 30s. That sounds great, really. The Pittsburgh Banjo Club rehearses at the Allegheny Elks Lodge on Cedar Avenue in the North Side. Reservations, however, must be made by Tuesday at 5 p.m. for each Wednesday event. Call 412-321-1834 for reservations. Hey, the WRCT calendar, the radio calendar, as it were, is heard daily at 1 p.m., 7 p.m., and 11 p.m. If you or your organization has an event to include in the WRCT radio calendar, please send it at least 2 weeks in advance to WRCT Calendar, 1 WRCT Plaza, 5000 Forbes Avenue, Pittsburgh, PA 15213, or email your event to radio-calendar@wrct.org. Isn't that sort of like from Dracula? Oh, I feel like talking in a Romanian accent and saying, ah, my little children. But those are humpback whales, not cute bats, all right? Well, let me tell you about the music calendar now. Today being Thursday, June the 13th, at Club Cafe at 7 p.m., you have Cause and Fusion Illusion. At 7 p.m. at the Roboto Project, Harrison Gordon and TRSH plus Elephant Jake plus Stand and Wave plus Bogues. At 8 p.m. at the Funhouse at Mr. Smalls, you've got the Yeggs, and it's an album release show with the Draculas, DJ Easy Ed. 2 and 8 p.m. at the Spirit Lodge, you have Fastien, M. Dot, YOLO Bands, Good Busy, Cutman Chunk, and Buck Biddy. And Friday, on the 14th, tomorrow, at 8 p.m. at Club Cafe, you have Abstract X, Dylan Owen, with Jake Luke, T. Burke, and the Architect, or the Architect. At 8 p.m. at the Funhouse at Mr. Smalls, you have Secret Gardens with Sincerely, Anton Ego, and God's End. At 8 p.m. at Government Center, you have Abstract Theory, Lyle Scott, Connie Roses, Druzio. And 8 p.m. at Mr. Smalls, you have Man Man. And that, my friends, is a bit of the music calendar of events ahead. So if you or your organization would like to post an event on our calendar, please send an email to music-calendar@wrct. Please send notices at least 1 week in advance of the event date and include the venue, artist name, date, time, and a short description.
Thank you. When will man ever learn that when he pollutes the air and the water, he declares war against nature? American International Pictures presents Frogs, the story of the day nature strikes back. It was bound to happen, but why now? Why did these particular people on that particular island face this particular kind of slithering, slimy terror? See Frogs, starring Ray Milland, Sam Elliott, Joan Van Ark, Adam Rourke, and Judy Pace. Frogs, an American International Picture, in color, rated PG. Frogs, today the pond, tomorrow the world.
It's hillbilly hookers and hot-headed truckers coming your way in Redneck County, where the sheriff is meaner than a junkyard dog.
Boy, when I get my hands on your... I'm gonna put it under the jail.
White lightning, wild women, and a couple of good old boys who got a plan to stick it to the man. They're boozing, brawling, and blasting their way across Redneck County with Alex Karras as Smokey. Redneck County, rated PG. Y'all ain't seen nothing yet.
Over the past few years, the COVID-19 pandemic has affected how we live our daily lives. Today, we also face a mental health pandemic that threatens our well-being as we attempt to rebuild our social networks and communities.
The pandemic has reminded us to value family, community, and our human connections. However, it has also left many of us feeling more isolated, confused, and alone, struggling to find meaning amid loss and uncertainty.
Today, 1 in 5 Americans experience emotional and mental health challenges. But many of us do not understand what we are facing or know how to ask for help.
At the American Psychiatric Association Foundation, we understand what you are going through, and we are here to help. Our vision is to build a mentally healthy nation for all. We work every day to eliminate stigma, combat mental illness and substance use disorders, and advance mental health. If you or someone you love needs help, you are not alone. Please visit mentallyhealthynation.org to learn more.
WRCT is supported by Attic Records, located in Millville. Attic Records is open 7 days a week. They sell new and used records and CDs from a range of genres, including rock, doo-wop, metal, reggae, and hip-hop. Attic Records is an independently owned and operated shop that purchases used records and CDs from collectors in bulk or by unit. Attic Records is located at 513 Grant Avenue in Millvale. More information about selling records and new releases is available at 412-821-8484 or at AtticRecordStoreInc.com. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email PR@WRCT.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. Hallelujah, it's gospel time. Tune in to It's Gospel Time every Monday, 12 noon to 1 p.m. for an hour of inspirational and sensational music here on WRCT 88.3. Hey, do you remember that kid you picked on in high school? Well, we gave him a radio show. Tune in and hear the mobster spin the best and worst in indie, punk, classic country, power pop, and so much more. That's Viva Lamarck. Friday night starting at 9, exclusively here on 88.3 FM WRCT.
This is a story of a leap. No boy who had the biggest muscles in the world. Now his name was Peter Enfield. And you better not get up with him. Because if you don't, he will take you and close over the fence.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba you like to swing on a star? Carry moonbeams home in a jar and be better off than you are. Or would you rather be a mule? A mule is an animal with long, funny ears. Kicks up at anything he hears.
His back is brawny, but his brain is weak. He's just plain stupid with a stubborn streak.
And by the way, if you hate to go to school, you may grow up to be a mule.
Or would you like to swing on a star? Carry moonbeams home in a jar and be better off than you are.
Or would you rather be a pig?
A pig is an animal with dirt on his face. His shoes are a terrible disgrace. He has no manners when he eats his food. He's fat and lazy and extremely rude.
But if you don't care a feather or a fig, you may grow up to be a pig.
Or would you like to swing on a star? Carry moonbeams home in a jar and be better off than you are.
Or would you rather be a fish?
A fish won't do anything but swim in a brook. He can't write his name or read a book. To fool the people is his only thought. And though he's slippery, he still gets caught.
But then if that sort of life is what you wish, you may grow up to be a fish. New kind of jumped up slippery fish, and all the monkeys are in the zoo.
Every day you meet quite a few.
So you see, it's all up to you. You can be better than you are. You could be swinging on a star.
I'm going to take a tip from Der Bingle, and I'm going to swing, but I'm going to swing. I'd like to swing in the WRCT studio, if you get my drift. And we're just about over official this installment of Wound Liquor, this tete-a-tete with the tragedy and psychic damaging issue of butchered hairstyles and cuts. But you know what? Nature doesn't like a vacuum, whether it's in your head or on your head. And I'm going to be, I'm going to hang on here for a little bit longer. I just love playing music for you. I love listening to music with you. So we're going to finish up at 2 o'clock officially, but unofficially, we'll have a few more songs. Groovy? Okay, hang in there.
Yeah. she went away. Sun somewhere and it will be rising soon. We got to go with the moon. Better put the shoesies on before you die the clothes. You'll catch about the wind, in the door.
Eastman color, the daring, dancing, enticing, and horrifying, the incredibly strange creatures who stopped living and became mixed-up zombies. From the innocence of music and laughter comes the twilight of terror. Along the midway, scantily clad dancers luring the young lovers into the sideshows. See the dancing girls of the carnival murdered by the incredible night creatures of the Midway.
I only know that something evil lies ahead for me.
An unspeakable pit of dismal subhuman monsters who drool and gibber, moaning for the thrill of revenge. Incredible are the songs, the gaiety, the zombie stomp of those who will stop living. And then the mix-up, trickery, and the device to ruin. See the hunchback of the Midway fight a duel of death with the mixed-up zombies, turning men into monsters, twisted, tormented human vultures, yearning to kill, incredible creatures clutching at the thin threads of their miserable lives. Human vultures, only the weird zombies remain. Who is the woman branded in birth wearing the wart of horror?
Do as Madame Estrella said.
the world's first monster musical. The incredibly strange creatures who stopped living and became mixed up zombies.
Forbes Avenue is a production of WRCT Pittsburgh. The opinions expressed are those of the participants and not necessarily those of WRCT, its members, or Carnegie Mellon University. Email questions or comments to pa@wrct.org.
Hello, you're listening to Forbes Avenue on WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM. I'm your host, Arshan Das, with my co-host,
Kate Smiggy.
And today we're going to be interviewing Max Gonzalez, also known as Gems.
Hi.
Max is a graffiti artist and muralist in Pittsburgh. He has a pretty interesting story, so I guess we'll let him lead it off. Tell us how you got into graffiti.
Yeah, so I am a full-time muralist, but I always make the distinction to say that I'm, like, first and foremost a graffiti writer. So, like, I have a very, like, graffiti, like, traditional hip-hop lettering background. I'm originally from Southwest Side Chicago. I grew up painting there and just, like, seeing, like, graffiti everywhere I was from, because the neighborhood I'm from is Pilsen, and it's just, like, this very historic Chicano community that's just covered in graffiti. So I just naturally saw it everywhere I was. So even, like, as far as, like, starting to draw graffiti, like, I don't even know how old I was, because I just was mimicking what I saw and what I thought graffiti was. I very much so have always had graffiti in my life. I didn't really start to, like, try to actually paint and get a name in graffiti until I was about, like, 15. I think, like, the first time I used spray paint, though, I was, like, 13, just coming from, like, a construction background and doing vandal-type things with my dad and my brother. And, yeah, from there, around, like, later in high school is when I started to actually really try to push it more, try to do pieces and things, but it really was when I moved to Pittsburgh for college and didn't have, like, parental control and kind of had free rein that I really, really started to push graffiti. So that was, like, age 18. I started writing Gems. Before that, I was writing all kinds of other things, but Gems is, like, really what stuck out to me. And just, like, being in a university format in a city that was unfamiliar to me and just kind of hating the college format I was in, I kind of didn't like to hang around a lot. So every night I would just go paint on things and put my name everywhere. So in a way, like, me having graffiti was an access to, like, my upbringing to Chicago and kind of, like, that culture that I was brought up with. So being able to, like, export that to Pittsburgh and, like, pull from that inspiration. But yeah, so the whole time through college, I was not doing graffiti as my art form for Carnegie Mellon, but it was still always there.
Yeah, so you studied at Carnegie Mellon, like we are current Carnegie Mellon students. A lot of times when you're around campus, you hear people talking about how the environment here is somewhat.
Forbes Avenue is a production of WRCT Pittsburgh. The opinions expressed are those of the participants and not necessarily those of WRCT, its members, or Carnegie Mellon University. Email questions or comments to pa@wrct.org.
Hi, I'm Arjun Das.